The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, Dr. Don Colbert explains how love is the eternal, nourishing root of all wellness in the spiritual health zone.
The love of God is poured out in your heart by the Holy Spirit. He fills you, but we have to activate this love. You see, love is not just a noun, it's a verb. It involves action. We are not to love in just word, but it says in 1 John 3:18, we're to love in deed and in truth.
Betty, you like this guest?
I do very much. He's helped me a whole lot.
Don Colbert.
And he's trying to help me help you.
Big, as you say, Betty, we really praying for you. God knows that guy needs help. Dr. Colbert has written a book called The Spiritual Health Zone. Now, he has written everything about how to eat, how to live, how to work, how to take care of yourself, the kind of things to take, supplements that can be helpful, give you things that you miss in your normal diet, how to correct your diet, I mean, all kind of things. There's just many, many books, 10 million books. I don't think he wrote 10 million different books, but he sold 10 million books. But he's written a lot of books, and he's been here with him, and people tell us that watch how much you love him. Well, he's going to be here 2 weeks now, with Randy and Tammy. All right, this one, Spiritual Health Zone. This is not about supplements. It's not. This is about spiritual things. It's about things that we do in our life. How would you describe it? It says spiritual health zone.
Well, so, these are the keys to walking in good health spiritually, emotionally, financially, every phase of health. And again, I wish I'd known this many years ago, but in practicing medicine over 40 years, I've never found anything so powerful that enables one to walk in excellent health and live a long, healthy, joy-filled, peaceful life than walk in the love walk. Love is like, it's like your guardrails. And if you stay within these guardrails, you practice the love walk, which includes forgiving and which includes keeping no record of wrongs and walking in peace and walking in gratitude and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. When we do that, it helps our immune system. Our immune system stronger. We produce more natural killer cells. It decreases inflammation. It shuts off our stress response, and what it does, it increases autophagy, in which our body starts to destroy abnormal pathogenic type cells or cells that could actually be cancerous cells. So that's what's happening when we're walking in love. It also restores relationships. It brings joy and peace back into our lives. So it helps one to live longer, just like Psalms 91:16 says, with long life I will satisfy him or her and show him or her my salvation. And so again, when we start practicing, these are God principles. He says, my word is spirit and my word is life. These are spirit words that I'm feeding the spirit man. And we're spirit. Our spirit's the only part of us that'll live forever. This body has an expiration date. This body will expire. In men, the age for men is around 75 expiration date. For women, about 80. But now they're extending it. Well, now we'll be out, we're going to be extending life now to around 120. So again, we do the same with living a long life.
What you wrote on the keto diet helped me lose 25 pounds and keep it off for 10 or 15 years now.
Right.
And it's amazing. You know, as I was listening to you, I think the Lord sort of whispered this to me. He said, what he's talking about in this love power does not eliminate evil. What it will do is enable you to overcome the adverse effects of evil.
Exactly.
Whatever the source of that evil, or however that evil comes at you, you will overcome it. It'll still be here. It's a present reality, just like disease is a present reality, but you can overcome it or you can defeat
it.
And that's what this is about.
Exactly.
This is defeating the adverse effects of what the deceiver does and what damage his deception does to us.
Exactly right. And one of the most important things in the love walk is the walking and living in forgiveness. So many patients I've seen are trapped in trauma, trapped in depression. And one lady had severe depression I saw years ago. She was extremely depressed, extremely obese, and had fibromyalgia. And I found out that she had been, her husband divorced her, he betrayed her and went off, had an affair with her best friend, and then this just totally destroyed her. She was humiliated, had rejection, betrayal, humiliation, and hated herself. So she said, I'm going to gain a lot of weight because I don't want another man attracted to me and break my heart again. And so what we had to do is we had to take her through forgiving her ex-husband, forgiving her best friend, and forgiving herself because she hated herself. And so, again, she had such deep hurts. But then we had her start speaking the Word over her life. And so she spoke the Word over her life. She forgave herself, forgave her ex, forgave her, you know, best friend. And then it started changing her life. She started losing weight. And then she started putting words of life. But I didn't know back then about pessimism. She was stuck in the grips of pessimism. Now I put that piece of the puzzle in here, because if you're stuck in pessimism, your autopilot is that you are worthless, that you're to blame, you're ashamed of yourself. You have a defeated attitude. So we have to pull those roots out. And that's where the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, what thoughts should be obedient to Christ? Well, you look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be anything of virtue or be anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Anything not true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, praiseworthy, you arrest it. You cast it out of your mind. Too many Christians are meditating on the wrong things. Yeah, they're not taking up doing their spiritual warfare, and they're letting the devil wreak havoc over their mind. And they're wondering why they're depressed and anxious.
Yeah, and other people are joining the devil in the condemnation. Yeah,
that's right.
They help heap it on you. You already heap it on yourself, then they help you heap it on.
Exactly right.
They work in concert with the devil instead of with God.
In this book, is that what you're doing? You're helping them to walk through step by step.
We're helping
to allow God to renew their mind.
Yes.
Isn't that what it's all about?
You've got to have the mind renewed, not just once a week at a church service. Every day, meditate on the Word day and night. At night, if I can't, you know, I would meditate on the Scriptures at night. And again, if I wake up early, I meditate on Scripture. Read the Word first thing in the morning. Read it before I go to bed. That's the key. And meditate on it. When I'm driving to work, I'm meditating on the Word.
You know, I told you yesterday or a couple of days ago we were talking that I am carried by love. I really am. I'm overwhelmed by love. And I'm very, very grateful. And forgiveness is key. Because I've had a lot of people hurt me, you know. I try to help people that nobody wants to help. Or I try to help people that somebody doesn't like.
Right.
So, like for me, of all things, I try to help people of another denomination. Or I try to help people in another denomination who've been mean to the denomination that I'm being friendly with. Well, they want to know, how can you help him? I want to help everybody. So you know what I've done? Is I just reach out to everybody outside my own circle. Mm-hmm. I reach out to his circle, which is the whole world. He gave his son to die for the whole world. He loves you. He loves you. No matter what you think of him, no matter what you've done, he loves you. So I start loving him. Amen. And you know what I've watched? I've watched these people that were taught to despise one another, who despised me because I was trying to help these two different groups. They fell in love with each other.
Praise God.
All of a sudden, they begin to look like Jesus.
Wow.
The church began to look like he said it's supposed to look. And it begins to have an impact. And it is impacting and can impact the direction of a country as deceived and defeated and divided as our nation has been for too many years.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Absolutely.
That's what the power of love does. That's what the power of forgiveness does. And and by the way, these people tried to hurt me. Doc, it's as easy to forgive them as just looking at you and thanking you for helping me. It's because the forgiver, is overwhelming me with forgiveness and love. Father, overwhelm everybody listening right now and watching. Overwhelm them with your love in Jesus' name. I mentioned to you this, that I looked at this title, Throw Away the Record Book.
Yes.
That record book is where you know you failed. You know God knows you failed. You know he forgave you. He lifted you out of the pit you got in that you dug yourself. Didn't just get thrown in or fall in. You dug it. He lifted you up. Mm-hmm. He inclined his ear. He loves you so very, very, very much. But you know you did wrong. the enemy keeps reminding you of what's in the record book.
He's the accuser of the brethren.
It keeps us weighted down.
That's right.
We have got to throw away the record and the record book that he paid for. I think that has to be a very important chapter.
Amen. And again, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 13:5 that he keeps no record, love keeps no record of wrongs. And so we can't keep record. The accuser of the brethren is going to bring up every wrong, but the blood of Jesus covers it. And Jesus is our advocate. He's our high priest who makes intercession for him and says, nope, they're covered with the blood. Their sins are all forgiven. So just like a pastor had that I know had dealt with thousands of people were on their deathbed. And he said, never had he heard these people say, hey, bring me my trophies or bring me my diploma so I can see them just one more time. But what they do when a person's on their deathbed, they always say, Pastor, bring these people that I love, that I cherish, because they want to spend time with people they love. So again, that's why we have to love people now until it's so late. And then we're ready to check out. We're on our deathbed. And then we say, hey, life's past us, that we're about to get rid of our earth suit. This is just a temporary earth suit. But our spirit man is going to be, when you see people and hear these near-death experiences, their body's like they're about 30 years old. Their skin just glows. And just like their skin is just like a youthful, vibrant look. The light in their eyes is just the booming voice of youthfulness that comes out in these near-death experiences when you see your loved ones and you're greeted. It's just mind-blowing when you hear these stories. And so we all have an expiration date, but the good news is we can love everyone that we come in contact with from this day on and change and start putting up the guardrails of the love walk and just learn how. But see, there's four kinds of love. There's Eros love, that's the sensual love, the lust, the sexual love, the attraction. There's the phileo love, that's the brotherly love, like veterans in combat, you know how they'll give their life sometime to save the whole platoon. And then there's the storge love, which is the love like a mother for her child, which is a great love, but it's not near as strong as the fourth type of love, which is agape love. Agape love is the God kind of love. There's no other love like it. It's a supernatural love that you receive when you invite Jesus into your heart. And it says in Romans 5:5, the love of God is poured out in your heart by the Holy Spirit. He fills you, but we have to activate this love. You see, love is not just a noun, it's a verb. It involves action. We are not to love in just word or in tongue, but it says in 1 John 3:18, we're to love in deed and in truth. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 25, he says, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger. You came unto me. I was in prison and you visited me. I was sick and you came to me. And the disciple says, no, Lord, when were you hungry and we gave you food? Or when were you thirsty and we gave you drink? He says, no, guys. As you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. And that's why what you're doing is so important. God's smiling on you. And he's saying, that's my people. That's my love.
That agape love is the hardest one for people to accept.
It is. It's a selfless love.
Because the enemy, like James said, the enemy reminds us of all our failures.
But
he said, how could someone love me for what I've done?
You're right.
I have to look at it in the aspect of a mother.
Yes.
My child could do anything.
Yes, exactly. That's a powerful love.
And they would come back to me. I would have arms open wide and say, I love you with all the love that's in me.
Amen.
But if you could understand that, God's love is so much greater.
Amen. And mother's love is wonderful, but God's love is infinitely greater. Just like one professor, university professor, wrote a near-death experience. And what he says, when he encountered this love of God, when he had his near-death experience, he says, it's taken all the love I'd ever experienced in my entire life and put it in one moment and then multiply it times 1,000. And that's the love of Jesus. And that's agape love. Mm-hmm. And that's a selfless love.
Yes.
It's a empathy. It's a compassion. And it's love that even though they've treated you wrong, you still love them. Mm-hmm. It's a supernatural love that only comes through being born again and through the Holy Ghost. That's
you know, we've touched on several of the 13 chapters. A couple more you want to mention. We've got just a few minutes left. A couple more things you just want to mention that people need to grasp the understanding and the importance of.
Well, the importance of our words is critically important. Realize death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Jesus said that every idle word that men shall speak, they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you're condemned. So again, these idle words are powerless words. They're empty words. They're words without, we need to speak spirit words. The words Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're spirit and they're life. When we're speaking God's words, literally they're transformative words that come out of our mouth like a two-edged sword. And it's words that'll lead just like you're an evangelist. You saw the salvations because the words that came out of your mouth were a two-edged sword. But we as Christians are cursing ourselves and cursing others when we need to be building others up. You see this and you say, Lord, why can't more Christians be great creature, people of light and love? Because light and love go together. And when we have more love, we have more light. And people say, I want what they have. And so we're trying to be beacons of light, beacons of love, to help the body of Christ.
You love people of a different color.
Amen.
A different race, a different nationality, a different party, a different team, a different place, a different church.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I can't stop that kind of love. Mm-hmm. That love overwhelms me. It carries me.
It carries
me. It flows like a river controlled by God. This is, and all the books that you've written are great. You've really helped me and Betty. And people do, they constantly tell Betty how young she looks. And sometimes
does.
They tell me,
well,
you know,
James, both of y'all
you look
young.
All right,
James. You've got at least another 20, you know, 25 years or 30.
Well, she does. But, you know, the thing about it is, you've helped us so much, and you've helped so many of our viewers. And I got to be honest with you. I think this might be the most important book he's written.
Amen.
And I believe if, I start to say, if you get it, no, I believe if it gets you, if the truth, which is God's truth, that he didn't just discover truth, it got a hold on him.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. It definitely has happened to Betty. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And I've watched it for 65 years. We dated four. Been married 61, soon 62. And she's amazing. Mm-hmm. What a gift God gave me as a fatherless kid. I want you to get this book. I promise it'll bless you. Doc, we're doing something that our viewers want. You just quoted about the least of these.
Yes.
The overlooked.
Matthew
You've done
25,
it to me.
35, right.
You've done it to me in another place. He said, and you are my sheep.
Amen.
If you want to know who the sheep of God are, they help the least of these.
Amen.
They help the overlooked. We've drilled 8,000 water wells. We're trying to drill hundreds more. We have to drill them one at a time. Could you help drill one? Would you help drill one? You give $100, we'll gladly send you this book. And we have the beautiful bronze. Could you give a well? Could you give $1,200 toward the well? We've got the line of Judah bronze that has the cross. And the cross is what makes this line that protects the family. And he's the line of Judah because of the shadow and the power of the cross. I'd love to send it to you. Please help us. Would you make the gift God puts on your heart? Get your bank card. Use it like a check. Dial that number. People are calling to get the book, perhaps, or to have prayer, to come to Christ and somebody tell them how to know Jesus. Call that number or go online with that bank card and use it like a check. That's how you should always use a bank card, like a check. Write a check, make it to life. That's what we're giving. Please do it right now. Please help us drill more wells. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for watching Life Today. Thank you for sharing Life Today. Thank you for making the gift God puts on your heart right now.
Every morning, mothers in rural villages throughout the continent of Africa wake up and set out to collect their family's water for the day. No matter what country they're from, there are two things they have in common. One is the need to keep their loved ones from dying of dehydration, while at the same time praying they do not fall victim to a waterborne illness because of contaminated water. This never-ending dilemma is caused by the fact that they simply have no other choice.
You've just seen a woman collecting water here in this hand-dug well. They've literally just dug an area into the ground. They've got to where there's some water seeping through because it's an effort to try and get the cleanest water they possibly can. And yet if you look at this water, you can see that it's not clean. And this is the reality of why the biggest killer of children under the age of 5 is waterborne diseases. Hundreds of thousands of children die on the continent of Africa each month because of the simple fact that they don't have access to clean water. And yet it's so easy for us to change that through Mission Water for Life. We come into these villages, we identify the right places to drill the water wells. We drill deep water wells that go to a level where the water is fresh, clean, and life-giving. And then we equip those with the pumps right there in the villages, easing women's arduous journey of having to come and collect water, but most importantly, ensuring that those villages receive fresh, clean water. Please help us today. Give the best gift that you can give to Mission Water for Life because you're literally giving life in the form of water.
I love that. I actually saw Betty jump back from that water one time that she fell over and we had a hard time cleaning her up from all the stuff she fell in. But listen to me. 8,000 of those wells drilled way beyond that. And with your help, we just drilled hundreds more, one at a time. And I think there's some of you watching who say, you know what, we can give a well. Did you know that I got a note last week from a man that said, back in the 80s, I came and my life was changed. And I want you to know that I have lived for God since the 80s, James. That's, 40 years that he's been living? Is that I may not be multiplying that, right, Doc? You do the math. But the point is, he said, We just love Jesus, and my 4 sons and me, we're sending you $4,800 for a well.
Praise God.
But I wanted to tell you, I've been experiencing God from the time I heard you back in the 80s. But can you imagine what those 8,000 wells are doing for thousands of people? You've literally saved millions of lives. Would you please, could you give over $100? By the way, we're asking you to give that. We'll send you this, but would you do that? Would you make a gift to help us drill those wells? Could you give $1,200 and pray 3 join you, or $24 and pray 1 join you? We need your help to do it. It's the only way we can do it. The only way we can put God's arms around many of the people who desperately need to be held and loved and changed by God. Literally saved by Him. Not only for eternity, but to experience life right here. You're giving life in the fullest manner and the fullest measure. Thank you for doing it. Go get your checkbook. Go get your bank card. Use it like a check. Call or go online and make the best gift you can right now. You're actually giving life. And I want to tell you this. We're going to send the most beautiful bronze that I have ever seen. This is the Lion of Judah. But this is what makes the Lion of Judah significant. He's a protector of the family, this line. But it is the family that was born into life now and for eternity because of the cross. And because of the cross is a way that we can live in fullness. We'd love to send it to you. You make a gift of at least $1,200, we'll do it. And I do love this bronze. And everybody that sees it is going to be inspired by it. Thank you so much for making that gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late.
With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, millions of people have gotten Dr. Colbert's books, and they've gotten a lot of help, lots of help. And millions of them have gotten them watching Life Today. And he loves to come here. We love him. He's helped us. He's helped our family and our friends and our viewers. I think this might be the most helpful of anything he's offered and that we've offered from Dr. Colbert. Maybe equal to anything we've ever offered. You do know that we come into your home every day because we love you. As much as we love anybody we give water or food to. Yes, we do love you that much. That's why we try to bring you the best. We want to meet you at the area of your need where you're thirsty and you're hurting. This will meet you there. It'll help you lift a lot of other people out of their pit of despair or defeat. Doc, you know we love you, and Mary, we love you for everything you do. We love your,
we love your
business. We're glad that you come in our area and Amen. Have your own practice right here as
right
well
here,
as in
down the street,
Florida, two needy states,
Amen.
And you're trying to help us.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for watching Life Today. Glad to send you the book. Please pray for the church. Pray for the nation. Pray for the church to inspire the nation to love one another because they first loved him.
Yeah.
And he, above all, loves us. Let him love through you. Thank you.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. Tomorrow, Jennifer Rothschild encourages believers to embrace heaven with a faith that turns anticipation into excitement and peace. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.